Glory. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, open your Bibles with me. Everybody get your sword out and open your swords to Galatians chapter 5 tonight. Galatians chapter 5. And tonight, I thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. How many are thankful for the Holy Ghost? I don't have this mic on for you to hear me. I have it for those on the website. So praise God. A soft-spoken person with me with a mic. Hallelujah. Look, you never say God is good all the time. God is good. He's been good to me. He's been good to you. He's been good to all of us. We serve a good, good God. Amen and amen. Tonight I want to talk to you about the Spirit fighting for us. How many know that we're in a battle? How many know that we're in a war? And, you know, and God wants us to recognize that He's given us everything that we need to be successful, to be victorious, to win the battle. Amen. And so in Galatians chapter 5, I'm going to begin to read with verse number 13. The apostle says, "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but serve one another." But I love serve one another. Jackie, honey, turn down the mic just a little bit. It's like echoing down here. Hallelujah. Praise God. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so that you cannot do the things that ye would. And one of the things the Lord is speaking to us is the Spirit fights for us, but the Spirit only fights for us if we allow the Spirit to fight for us. If we think that we can fight it and we can battle it and we can do it on our own, God will say, go for it. See how that works for you. And most of the time when we're trying to the battle in the flesh, guess what?
We lose.
Amen. And God's made a way for us to live victoriously. Amen. And if He gives us instructions to follow, it's important for us to get this in our heart and mind. First thing we want to look at tonight is the battle. The battle begins inwardly, the inward battle. Okay, not just what we're dealing with outwardly, but what we're dealing with inwardly. So with that in mind, the Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 7. Verse number 21. He says, "I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with my flesh the law of sin." Now, most of it, the time in the body of Christ, the body of Christ stops there and justifies their sin. It becomes sin justification because the Apostle Paul said, my members are sinful, but he didn't stop there. Let's go to chapter 8, verse number 1. He says, "There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Amen? In other words, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world, and the work he's been in the battle wins inwardly. It's an inward battle that he's given us power to be overcomers, to take dominion over our flesh. Amen? How many know this is something that takes trusting the Lord all with all of our heart with, okay? This flesh leads us always in the wrong direction. Amen? Amen? And when we're letting that inwardly thoughts in our mind and that old self arise, God reminds us that we have the mind of Christ because we have the Spirit of Christ in us, and the Spirit fights the battle for us, and he wants to fight the battle within us first. It's kind of hard for me to tell somebody what to do if I'm not doing it myself. You know, it's kind of like this. Let's say it like this. Say, follow me as I'm following Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Don't follow Carl. Follow the Jesus in me. Yeah. Amen. Let's magnify the name of Jesus. Let's exalt him in and through our lives, allowing the Spirit of God to take control of our lives. Amen. You know, when we allow the Spirit to fight for us inwardly, all of a sudden it looks differently outwardly in the battle. In Ephesians chapter 6, and we're looking outwardly, again, he reminds us in verse 10. You say, Pastor, you use that a lot. Yeah, I use it every day when I'm battling warfare. All right? So if you keep hearing it over and over again, it's getting inside of your heart and your spirit, and recognize that as the Spirit of God is fighting inwardly in you, he's also fighting outwardly for you. Amen? In other words, God wants you to recognize the battle does not belong to you. It belongs to the Lord. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And God doesn't want us to try to fight this battle in our own strength, because we'll lose the battle also, and we'll give him a bad name. Amen. Amen. Recognize who we represent. Amen. I'm an agent for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. We're peculiar. We're different. Amen. We're not reacting like the world reacts. We're not responding like the world responds. Because why? Because we're being led by the Spirit of God. Amen. So he says in Ephesians 6 verse 10, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And again, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. When I allow the Spirit to fight the inward battle, then all of a sudden the Spirit will also fight outwardly for me. Amen? And when I allow the Spirit to fight inwardly, outwardly, then all of a sudden there's operating and moving in triumphantly. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm a sore loser. Amen. I like to win. How many in here like to win? Come on, let's be real. Amen. I like to win. Amen. You know why? And you know, since I like to win, I got on the winning team. I read the end of the book and we win. Amen. So no matter what's going on, I know that I win. Amen. So he says to us in 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Apostle Paul writing to his student Timothy, and verse number 11, he says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. I was looking at something. I'm a word man, and I always see things in words and letters, and I don't know why I always see it like that, but I really do, and that's the way the Lord laid it out for me. He says, when I allow the Spirit to fight inwardly, and outwardly I triumphant and I abound. And you know what he said? And I looked at I-O-T-A, and it was iota or a little bit. An iota is just a small amount. Amen. And the Lord said to me, when we make God our God and give the Spirit control, our enemy becomes small. It's just a little iota, because we're allowing the Spirit to work inwardly, outwardly, which makes us triumphant, and we abound in abundance, I have, or whatever, with the A. Is that okay? So, hallelujah. Praise God. I love children. Amen. That's why I act like a kid. I'm an older kid. Hallelujah. So first we find that we have the battle inwardly, outwardly, and we're triumphant in the battle. Then he spoke to me about the balance, you know. You know, it's something about if you want to be healthy, you have to have a balanced diet. All right? So first I want to speak to you about the validation. Romans chapter 1. Romans 1. Verse number 28. The Apostle Paul writes this. He says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." You know, the Bible says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. God has called us to be holy as he is holy. God has separated us from the world. We're to put away the simple man, the simple nature, and we're going to put on Christ. One of the biggest things that we deal with and secondly, in this balance is the vanity. Vanity. You know, there was an old singer that said, "You're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain." Amen. And what he's speaking about here in Ephesians chapter 4 about the vanity. Verse 17. The Apostle Paul says this, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Amen. So the word validates. He warns us against the vanity, amen, to get ourselves all puffed up. But he says that he shows us the victory in Colossians 2. I constantly love the victory statements. The Lord was giving me a message this afternoon, and it was laying a message in my heart, because there's so much battle and there's so much trials and tribulations and different things that are taking place in the body of Christ worldwide. And God wants you to understand it's all being it's going to bring in his return. It's going to usher his return. Amen. And the moment when you don't feel like things are going your way and it looks like things are upside down, that's the time when God enters in. Because every time we're on the mountaintop, amen, sometimes we really don't seek him. We just take the ride because we're on the mountaintop. But I don't know about you, but when I'm in the valley, amen, when I'm in the valley, I'm looking towards him a little more, all right? And God says, even when I take you to that mountaintop experience, I'll let you go in the valley, because if I kept you on the mountaintop, you would never go in the valley to reach those that are in the valley. You would just stay on the mountain. Amen. So sometimes he lets that valley come up to the mountaintop so you'll get to recognize that, hey, it's okay to reach down in the valley to reach the lost and dying that are in this world, because that's what God has called us to do. Amen. It's time to let God to arise in our hearts and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. The Apostle Paul said in Colossians 2, verse 18, he says, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility of and worshiping of angels, intruding of those things which ye have not seen, vainly puffed up in his fleshly mind. Amen. So first he's saying to us, what is he saying to us? That first there's a battle. It's inward, it's outward, we'll be triumphant. We have the balance, the validation, to be careful with the vanity, because you will have victory. Don't get so big-headed that you're no earthly good. Amen. Sometimes in the body of Christ, people get in the mindset, well, I'm too holy to be around you. God, Jesus, left his throne in heaven and came and dwelt amongst sinners, just such as me, all right? Amen? That he has a plan and a purpose. So he's saying to us, with the Spirit fights for us, fights this battle that he brings balance. And the Holy Ghost, the Spirit is the balancer. Amen? We're balanced by the truth of God in John 16. Are you with me? The word of God says, howbeit when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you in all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever that he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. All things that the Father have are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shew it unto you. Amen. The balancer is going to show you that in this battle, through the Word of God, we can stay balanced because we always have the Spirit of God, which is the balancer. And you know, the truth always levels the scales.
Yes, it does.
Amen. Amen. In other words, we're speaking the truth in love. When we're speaking to people, when we're ministering to people, we're not ministering to their downfalls or their shortcomings. Amen. We're ministering them God's love and God's word, and we're trusting the Spirit of God to touch their hearts and lives and to transform and change them.
Amen.
Anybody with me?
Yes, amen.
So secondly, there's the testimony in Acts 13. Paul and Barnabas here, in verse number 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them away. Amen. And in other words, God's appointed and he's anointed us for a time such as now. Amen. Somebody said something to me today that spoke to my heart. And so many times, because as an evangelist, I'm a soul winner, and I'm always trying to encourage people to win souls. And you know, I've led multitudes to Jesus. And the thought that was imparted today is if everyone just led one person to Jesus. Just one. Just one. And that one led someone to Jesus. And that one led someone to Jesus. Amen? Let's not make it bigger, that thing that says, well, I can't do that. I bet if we got on our knees and prayed, the Lord would show us somebody that needed Jesus, and he would give us the words to speak to him and the gospel to share with them. Amen? You want to see revival? You want to see a move of God like never before? It's all around souls. It's all around souls. When there's souls coming to the kingdom of God, God can't help but enter in. Hallelujah. Amen. And he'll move in supernatural ways. Amen. So he was saying not only that, but we have the territory. There's some areas. Well, let me go there first. Go to Acts chapter 16. They were given a Macedonian cry. But listen to me. In Acts 16, verse number 6. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. And when they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go to Bithynia, and the Spirit suffered them not. But everything took place when they got to Macedonia. Because God had a plan. God doesn't call you to go everywhere, but go where God says to go. And when you go, be prepared to share his love with a lost and dying world. God wants you and I to understand that there's a battle. And the Spirit will fight your inward battle. He'll fight your outward battle. And you will be triumphant. Amen. That he's going to bring balance to your life as we, this is our balanced diet.
Hallelujah.
Here you go. Man can't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, this is our balance. Yeah. This is our balance. And the Holy Spirit is our balancer. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you. Do you ever feel like you want to fall over? Do you need some more balance? Hallelujah. Are you hearing what the Lord's saying? I'm not just talking.
No.
I'm telling you what the Holy Spirit said to say. And God is saying in many areas in our lives, we're trying to battle the battle with our strength and our power, with our wits. And God says, don't stop in the name of Jesus. Stop. I've called you, I've anointed you, and I've appointed you, and I'll fight the battle for you. You release it to me, says the Lord. You release it to me, says the Lord. And I never gave that battle to you to fight, no matter what the enemy wages against you. Amen. He will not succeed. Amen. He will not succeed. He will not succeed. Look at the one next to you and say, he will not succeed. Amen. Because we are what? We are strengthened in his power and his might. We got the Spirit of God, and we're going to fight the battle. We'll keep our balance because we have the Holy Ghost, which is our balancer. I don't know. I was thinking about a ballerina. I was going to do something like that for you with the balance, but I think it goes back to that territory thing, you know, where they were supposed to go to Asia. Amen. That might be a territory that I'm not supposed to go to. But it would sure make you laugh, right? I think I'd have to wear a 3-3, not a 2-2. Cord. Let's lift our voices to the Lord. Father, we're so grateful for your word tonight, Father God. Lord, you see every battle that each and every one of us is facing, Father God. You see the battles that we're facing inwardly, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, may the Spirit of God rise within each and every one that's in this room right now. Father God, may they recognize that greater is he that is in them than he that is in this world. Father, there's battle outwardly, Father God. The devil is waging a battle against us, Father God. But right now we bind him by the power and authority of Jesus' name. Father God, we send your word forth right now. We call forth warriors, Father God, to fight the good fight of faith, to lay hold of eternal life, where they've called, were called and professed a good testimony before many witnesses, Father God. Lord, we thank you that we're going to be triumphant, Father God. Lord, give us a vision, Father God, a fresh vision in our lives, Father God. May we see victory, Father God. May we see the adversary defeated, Father God, in Jesus' name. So, Father, I pray a special blessing upon each and every one. May your face shine upon them. May your glory rise in and through them in a supernatural way. And we'll never cease to return all the glory and honor and praise to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.